Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You're known for your advanced conversational AI platform, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What's the scoop? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries at all. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. It can be time-consuming and costly. How does Dasha AI tackle these challenges differently? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping those conversations engaging. Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting the people who are most likely to be interested in your product or service so you don't waste time or resources on dead ends. Dasha AI's platform uses natural, human-like conversations to engage prospects in a way that feels personal and authentic, which helps keep them interested and more likely to respond positively. It's like having a skilled salesperson who never gets tired or distracted. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started with Dasha? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Ah, I love that kind of forward thinking. In 12 months, if Dasha AI exceeded expectations, I'd imagine your lead generation is running smoothly on autopilot with conversations that feel genuinely human and convert at a much higher rate. Your sales team would be freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads, and your revenue streams would be noticeably stronger. Plus, you'd have valuable insights from AI-driven interactions to keep improving. Sounds like a game changer, right? What part excites you the most about that future? What do you mean by your sales team being freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you? Great question. What I mean is that when AI handles the initial outreach and qualification of leads, those first conversations that can be repetitive and time-consuming, your sales team can spend more time doing what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. This is important because it boosts productivity and morale, reduces burnout, and ultimately drives more revenue. Plus, it lets your team focus on high-value tasks instead of getting bogged down in routine follow-ups. Does that sound like something that could help your business? Tell me more about how boosting productivity and morale and reducing burnout are impacting your team right now. Well, boosting productivity and morale really means your team feels more motivated and effective because they're spending time on meaningful work instead of tedious tasks. Reducing burnout is huge. It helps keep turnover low and maintains a positive work environment. When your team isn't overwhelmed, they're more creative, engaged, and better at building those crucial client relationships. If your current process is causing stress or fatigue, Dasha AI could be a real game changer. How's your team handling these challenges today? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Ah, bringing it back to today. Smart move. Some of the biggest challenges businesses often face include inefficient lead qualification, inconsistent follow-ups, and limited time for sales teams to nurture prospects properly. Sometimes there's also the struggle to personalize outreach at scale without sounding robotic. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? I'd love to hear more about your specific hurdles. What are all the ways inefficient lead qualification, inconsistent follow-ups, and limited time for sales teams to nurture prospects are affecting the business right now? Great question. Inefficient lead qualification means your team might be spending time chasing leads that aren't a good fit, which wastes resources and slows down the sales cycle. Inconsistent follow-ups can cause potential customers to lose interest or go to competitors because they don't feel prioritized. Limited time for nurturing means fewer opportunities to build trust and move prospects through the funnel, which can directly impact revenue growth. Altogether, these issues can lead to missed sales, frustrated teams, and slower business growth. Does that sound familiar? Can you go a bit deeper on how missed sales and frustrated teams are impacting your business? Absolutely. Missed sales directly hit your bottom line. Fewer deals closed means less revenue coming in, which can stall growth and limit your ability to invest in new opportunities. Frustrated teams often lead to lower morale and higher turnover, which disrupts continuity and costs time and money to recruit and train replacements. Plus, when your team feels overwhelmed or undervalued, it can affect their performance and the quality of customer interactions. It's a cycle that can be tough to break without the right tools. Does that sound like what you're facing?